Is it on? Is it on?
Say, baby, can you take my picture?
Is it on? Is it on?
Say, baby, can you take my picture?
Is it on? Is it on?
Say, baby, can you take my picture?
Is it on? Is it on?
Say, baby, can you
take my picture? You peed for this one,
honey.
You made me feel it. Now let's see if we can make the kids feel it.
I really don't think you're ready for it. Why don't you go ahead and ask a question, girl?
Everybody looking out there. Let me ask you something.
Is it on? Is it on?
Do you see me?
Is it on? Is it on?
Can you see me?
Is it on? Is it on?
Do you see me?
Today is Sunday, so y'all know it's time to talk some shit. Today's show, I'm set to have T.S. Madison on the show. As y'all know, it's always some complications, something on here. Don't know what happened, but Madison is not in the building. But the show must go on because this is my show. So it must go on. Not sure, like I said, not sure what happened. Haven't heard anything. Everything's good. But I guess we'll just. I would think she's even or whatever. But anyway, I'll set the show. I was excited about the show because, as anyone who knows me, I love T.S. Madison. I love her, how. I love a good come up story. I love her period. I love her persona. Love her, her persona. I love a good come up story. And I follow her career since. It's very beginning since somebody, a friend of mine, actually I got put on her by a friend of mine who showed me this video a long time ago, if y'all remember when Vine was out. And you see her come up to the, you open the door, you see you go up to the big beautiful house, then the door opens, and you see this woman with a big penis flopping, and she said, I think she said 22 inches, whatever she said, whatever. That's when I got put on her. So then after that, kind of, you know, she was part of Big Dick. She is BigDickBitch.com, you know, porn site and everything. So she went through all that. Then to watch her grow, go from that to an internet sensation to where she is now. I think that story is incredible. That's what I want to talk about with her. You know, her, like I said, let me come up story, which is one reason I like Cardi B. And one second.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is this T.S. Madison?
Yes. Yeah. Wait a minute now. Shit.
Look, girl. I was just talking about you.
I'm like, wait. Are you live? Yes, bitch. The darlings are got here. She late, but she colored, you know.
You know, I know you run on CP time, but thank you so much for being here. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I love it.
Thank you, baby.
And I was just saying I wanted to have you on because I followed you. I'm going to tell you what I'm telling the audience. I followed you since a friend of mine, actually a straight male friend of mine, put me on to you. He showed me this
y'all,
video.
Y'all, what that straight man was doing watching me? What he saw? What the straight man saw? What he saw? Did he see all these titties in this torn body? Did he see them titties in this torn body? Well, let me tell you something. One thing about a straight man, he love on bad body, toe down body, bitch. He love him a bad body, bitch.
All day long.
You think men love bad bitches all day long? They love them old tore bad body bitch. That's the bitch they always marry. They marry them a bad body bitch. Bitch, you be like, God damn, that bitch bad body as hell. How she got that fine ass nigga? Bitch, cause she bad body. Niggas don't see the shit that went that queens and the queens and the hateful ass feet see. They don't see none of that shit. All they see is they see tore up ass body. They like, God damn it, I know that's some good goddamn pussy right there. So I believe that's how that straight man got a hope to sending you some stuff on me. What you found out when you started following me, daughter? What you found out?
So like I said, I saw the video. He said, well, actually he didn't send it to me. He came to my house and showed it to me, and showed me the video. And you open the door. You stand that dick just flopping.
Ow!
When the Vine used to be
cocky. Yeah, that was the Vine, honey.
And then I watched you, and I followed you since then, and I watched you come into an internet sensation to where you are. So now you flourish, and you are sensation. And I think that's incredible. I love a good come-up story. And that's what I'm going to talk about today.
I mean,
like how you rose from, well, how you went from level to level.
Well, listen, you ain't seen nothing yet. Keep your eyes open, honey. Keep your eyes open because this is just the beginning. But the thing about it is, okay, this is the thing. Let me take it down a little bit. Just, you know, people, people go through life, and you just never know how anything's gonna like transpire, how it's gonna pan out. You know, you might have a plan for something that you want to happen in your life, or you know what you dream to happen, but it might be a different turn. You know, when I got involved in the whole internet thing, like I was internet famous way before God, fine, honey. You know, I had been on YouTube, and even before YouTube, I was into adult film, and the way that I catered my adult film, I catered my films to a mature straight audience. I catered my films to that. I made sure that the straight man desired what he was looking at. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and I kind of partnered up with some of the tube sites and stuff like that, and marketed my films in the straight genre, because you know if a man is dealing with a trans woman, you know his identity is straight. He's not identified as a gay man, because you know we tested it out back then, like and we would put some of the films in the gay. The gay categories or whatever, and the gay men was like, "Bitch, get that shit the fuck out of here! God damn it!" They weren't trying to see no damn titties and thang-a-lang on top of it. You know. So when we begin when we begin to market it to heteronormative commentary
to the straight.
Feeling it fit perfectly in that, you know, because it was men, and this is what men like. They like to have, they like the sexual, and they're visual, and they see ass and titties and face, and you know, at that time, bitch, I was a baby. Let me tell you something. I was a brick house, baby. You hear me? I was small and bodied, and you know, all that stuff. Now I'm just kind of more like a, you know, like a big old building right now. Just, you know, even more bodied, but you know, at that time, you know, this is what was going on. And so what I would do from then is I would make films, and after I would make films, I would I found YouTube, because I was beefing with a bitch and a broad did an interview about me. And I didn't know what was going on. This is how I got introduced to actually starting a YouTube account. Like, I had a YouTube account because I was going to watch YouTube, but a bitch went and made a story about me talking, like telling a, you know, her side of the story, which was a fucking lie. So I made a video. I was like, bitch, blah 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 blah. You know, I cussed that hoe out, and after that, I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Nobody's going to be able to tell nothing about me. People are not going to just be able to see me on a sex tape.
Right.
I'm gonna get on this YouTube, and I'm about to live my life on YouTube. I'm about to let these bitches know I get money. Not only do I get money, I pull niggas. Not only do I pull niggas, bitch, I walk the broad daylight. I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, I don't care how many times you may think that, because that dingling was swinging between my fucking legs, that I walked through. I'm some type of clock monkey, bitch. Let me let you see how it really goes down. So I started, you know, blogging like that, and this is during the time of Messy Maya, when Messy Maya was out, and all these girls, like the ancient girls, like way before Jay Versace, and you know, which of whom that I really like. I'm a fan of Jay Versace, but you know, we were in the game way before these people, like way before, like honey, in 2006,
right.
Like 2005, 2006. You know, back when it was just really starting to, you know, explode on people video blogging, you know? So I had already obtained a massive following from that, because people, I would blog on it, and my mouth has always been reckless. I've always said and done exactly the way I feel, because I've made my own fucking rules in this life, and that's just how it is, and that's how it's going to be. And I turned on my camera, and it's like, fuck all y'all hoes. Any of y'all hoes that feel some type of way about a bitch that do porn, you can suck my ass, bitch, I'm rich. And that's how it started. That's just how it started. And then, you know, you get people to run across these videos, and they're like, wait, is this a man, or
like, wait, is this tranny talking shit? It's like, wait, you know, and it just started garnering views from like that. I never personally attacked anybody because that's not my swag. Like, my swag is never to turn a video on and personally attack you. My swag
right.
was video on, bitch, and read your ass for films for coming for me. Because, like, listen, I'm in my world. I'm in my box. I'm in my space. I'm in my area. I'm not fucking with you. You see me
mm-hmm.
and you feel some type of way and you go out here and you make a whole tirade or a campaign against me, I'm going to turn around and respond. Well, this is the old me. I'm going to turn around and respond to you. Bitch, you don't know me like that. Kiss my motherfucking ass. I'll fuck you and your mammy. You know, so that's how people was introduced to TS Master. Like the old, the people that have been following me way before mine, way before, they knew that my mouth was filthy. They knew I was raunchy. They knew these things. And they knew that, you know, I didn't give a fuck what went on the internet because that was not my, I didn't care. I was in my own world, in my own space, doing my own thing. Now, as time started to go forward,
mm-hmm.
as social media started to, you know, expand a little bit bigger, well, a lot bigger than it was, you know, I was introduced to other aspects of, quote unquote marketing. And
okay.
before I even did this, and I always put this out when people ask me about this. Vine had a after dark section where it was new, you know, because people like to get on their social media because I still get backlash on that even today. That shit was 6-7 years ago almost. It's about to be 7 years. So I still
right.
get backlash from that type of shit. And I'm like, listen, bitch, what you didn't understand was I used that shit to market a product that I was selling long before you even came involved in something that you had you were oblivious to, and this is not your field, so you wouldn't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
so bitch, when Vine came along, I watched. This is before I even started putting things out. They had a after dark section where I saw people sucking dick.
Yep.
You know, just like really going, like I was like, oh, okay. In 6 seconds, this is all going down. Wow. So I was like, hey, let me get on here and promote BigDickBitch.com. Let me make it do what it's going to do. So I jumped up and I put it out there. I did not expect for it to
take off,
explode the way that it exploded. That was not something that I expected, period. What I expected to happen was me to sell some more subscriptions to my site, because in my world, I was doing
mm-hmm.
fine. I was making my money. I was a rich bitch in my own fucking space. I didn't have to explain to anybody except the IRS when I was paying my fucking taxes. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to talk to nobody. I lived in my own space. I lived comfortable. I went and did as I pleased. I traveled the nation, out of the country. I lived comfortably. I didn't have to explain nothing. I didn't give a fuck about anything else that was going on around me. After this shit happened, I exploded into the public eye outside of what was normal to me.
Yeah.
And then one thing people don't understand, when you explode into the public eye outside of what's normal to you, what's normal to your everyday living, your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
it changes. A responsibility starts to come with it.
Okay.
A responsibility that you may not want. Like, you don't want that. Like, I don't want to be the voice of millions. I don't want to be the depiction of millions. I don't want to be the example of millions. I don't want to be that. I didn't want
right.
to be that. That was something that just happened. It just happened. And being that I've always been a person that believes in a transitional mindset, like that the mind transitions as much as the body does, if not more, I understood that, okay, moving forward now that I've got, because it was crazy when you see children mimicking you, kids, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you start looking at, okay, something gotta change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I can't be naked. This isn't after dark anymore. This is all day. You know?
Right.
And, like, all of this stuff happened, and it happened blue out of nowhere. Like, it just happened. And it happened at the point when we were going through the transgender tipping point, like Laverne Cox and, you know, it just was a lot going on at that time. And I just,
right.
I didn't want any of it at the time. I didn't want none of it. I didn't want any of it. All I wanted was the motherfucking, what I was doing before. I was making my money. Nobody was bothering me. I was a star in my own world. You know what I'm saying? I just,
uh-huh.
I didn't want. Now it's different. It's different
now.
Now
you're on a whole other platform.
A whole other platform. So I had to evolve with it, and I have to govern myself accordingly, because there's lots of times that, you know, are speeding up to now, like, that people do shit, they come for me, they do that I can't respond to.
Yeah.
It's different now. Like, it's different. Like,
mm-hmm.
that shit opened up different doors for me. It gave me different opportunities because, you know, even though people were looking at that little stuff like, no, wait, what are you doing? Like, man, people were hiring
right.
me to come to their parties, to turn up at their parties, to do, like, even like they're doing now, but it was just on a different scale. It was like, all the fucking celebrities in the world were messaging me. All
wow.
of them motherfuckers. We want you to come jump out of a cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Osbournes, bitch. The fucking Osbournes, okay? So it was like all that stuff started going on in my life. And then, you know, magazines started approaching me. I started doing lots of interviews for, you know, I just,
uh-huh.
life just changed, and when life changed, I had to evolve with it. Like, I had to evolve with what was going on. So I was like, well, man, like, you know, how are you going to make this profitable for yourself? Like, you know, because now it's becoming a requirement where you have to leave the adult entertainment field behind, and you have to transition now into something else. So, I mean, I learned how to do it, child, you know.
Okay.
I learned
now,
how to
I'm learning. I'm listening and I'm learning from you because, like, as my platform was growing, somebody came to me who was good with branding, and it was like, you need to tone it down because, like you, I'm quick to check a bitch like a to-do list. And he was just like, you can't do that all the time.
No, not all
like,
the time.
Well,
can't. But
okay.
What you can do, baby. You can check
mm-hmm.
a bitch here and there to remind the hoe, hold on, play with me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the core of what made you, you know, of what made you desired
right.
by the masses. So, you know, here and there, I might check a motherfucker here and there. I mean, but I don't put emphasis on it. I may check it in a different way. Like, I might check a bitch about the rights for LGBT people. I may check a bitch about, you know, the rights for African American people. You know, you check a bitch that way. You use your checking skills in a different way. You know, like
okay.
I wore Kim Burrell a gnome shoe wearing ass out. I threw her motherfucking ass out. And
yes, you did.
I wore a couple of other name brand people. I wore their motherfucking ass out because it's like, bitch, you need a big mouth bitch that's gonna tear into a bitch ass in the community, you know. That or no
mm-hmm.
or no holds barred bitch that's gonna tear into your motherfucking ass. You need that, you know. But I don't
yeah.
do it as often because life is different for me. It's like opportunities are different, things are different, work
right.
is different. It's different, and, you know. That there are different eyes on you, and everything will evolve if you don't see any growth in your life, your
mm-hmm.
mind is not evolving. Your mind is not evolving. If you don't
I
see
agree.
Any growth in your space, your I actions
agree.
Are not evolving. You cannot continue to do the same thing. You cannot continue to do the same thing and think that you're going to and expect different results. It's not going
to
happen.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, now I want to go back to the very beginning, like, who you are now, but I want to go back to the beginning. Like, what was back in, because you love saying Dade County, so what was life for you like back in Dade County when you were just Timothy before you became this sensation?
Oh, honey, listen. Dade County, I was a Timothy Long. I've always been a girl that was very much, you know, into being a girl, like, you know, or
uh-huh.
I was very feminine. And, yeah, I was a hustler, child. Like, nothing no different. I've always been a hustler. I've worked on a job, you know. I've worked, but I've known that the only way that I really was going to get the things that I desired and wanted to achieve was, bitch, I had to hustle for me.
Right.
Now,
and watch your videos. I was just going to say this right now, and if she listens, I love you, Miss Mary. When I say I love your mother, I love your mother.
Yeah,
no,
I love my mom. I love her.
Have you guys always had this tight bond with you being, you know, LGBT?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
No, we haven't. You know, what we did was she had to get through and tell God that she was going to love her child and not lose that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot sometimes we tend to lose, or parents tend to lose their relationship with their children, you know, worried about their life, you know.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Like, you have to, child, you got to love your children. And my mother knew that I was willing to, no shade, I was willing to leave all, I was willing to lose all of it. I was willing to lose all that we've ever had to live my life. And when people start to understand that that's the way it is with a lot of LGBT people, trans and gay men and gay women alike, we want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we are willing to risk everything that we know, everything that comes natural to us. We're willing to walk away from that shit and leave that fucking shit right there on the spot. Leave it.
That's it.
For our life and our happiness, just to be exactly who we are.
That's exactly it. Because I watch our relationship, and I'm like, I wish my mother was to that point. Like, me and my mother, we cool, we good. But when it comes to being homosexual, she just cannot get with it. It's like, and she told
me,
you won't be in heaven with
her. You're not going to be in heaven with her?
Yeah. I was born and raised in the church. Now I'm no longer a Christian now, but yeah, I was born and raised in the church. But my mother, now she can accept me and Jesus not being friends
with her.
She sure did. Yeah, because now and it's now you know, but now that I'm in a relationship, I mean, and I finally found what I feel is the one for me, because I've been through hella shit with niggas and dudes, but. Now that I got somebody that's, you know, with me 100,000%, she can't even be happy for that. It's like, you're not going to be in heaven with me. So I asked her, I said, well, make sure you have a guaranteed seat.
Right, because you know that's one of my lines right there. That's one of my, listen, the golden ticket, you got, when you got the Willy Wonka golden ticket for heaven, girl, and who told you that your seat was guaranteed, Miss C? You read that your seat was guaranteed, girl? You know, so... this is me, and this is what I tell everybody. I feel like that the relationship between you and God needs to be strong. The relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the relationship between you and God is strong, everything else will fall in its place.
Exactly.
But the relationship needs to be strong. It needs to be strong. One thing you got to realize, you've been raised in the church, so you know that there's something that I believe that that's the basis of the connection it is with us with the Creator. What we find out when we get out in this world as gay or whatever, we
mm-hmm.
find that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. There's been times that I'm sure that you've been in your darkest moment that you've had a conversation with the Creator, and you know that it was only by that conversation that you made it out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So all that they don't bless your life, because I've had folks say, "You know, ain't gonna bless your life. You gay, ain't gonna bless your life, bitch." I'm sure living better than you all, and all this came from prayer, honey.
Right. Yeah, right. And I'm related because I've had people come to me in my inbox to tell me, you know, that I was, you know, I wasn't right. You know, I'm gay. You know, God don't deal with mess. Blah 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 blah. So when you made your videos about people coming in your inbox, I totally 1,000% felt that. I'm like, I have the same thing happen to me.
Even now, people come and they say all types of shit about me, especially after that breakup between me and she who shall not be named.
Yes.
Even with that breakup, like, everybody so-called proclaimed to be so much Christian, but I'm like, y'all hating me over some shit that a bitch went and lied on me in public, and then you don't even know none of the things, and the bitch, but you hate me because you feel like, all right, because friends, woman, I'm already a liar, a thief. I'm already evil, and, you know, this is what begot of that. So you on this, you already on this on a bitch side because of that? Oh, okay.
And that's a stupid. And I want to, just one, speaking of that situation, I want to say one thing I've always admired about you, since I follow you, you are a smart, extremely smart businesswoman. I said the same thing to my girl, Kelly Price. You are extremely smart, and I love that. Your business sense is, I love it.
If you had this
for all this time, and you never took time to trademark it, you didn't care about it enough to trademark it or do whatever you had to do to make it yours, then you deserve to have it taken away.
Well, listen, you can't take nothing away from somebody that walk away. And listen, I don't even use that name no more. I don't even use the name of it, and I own the name of that, and I don't even use the name of it no more. And the gag of the matter is, even if I change the shit book to another fucking name, you can't. What people need to understand this: you can't trademark gossip, you can't trademark bitch court, you can't trademark nothing like that. Bitch, we were doing was sitting around gossiping about stuff. We were talking about what was going on in the news. So what you gonna who else stole something from a bitch? Who stole something from a business so Wendy Williams stole from you too, I guess, then, bitch. So it's like these are things that you cannot do. And the gag is we sat next to each other.
Yes.
So it's just as much right to it. Girl, don't make me start. Like,
I know.
My thing those people that acted like that they were so, oh, I'm Christian and I'm saved and Madison is a thief and, you know, say God don't like ugly. I've had people wish all kinds of ill will on me for something that they don't have nothing to do with.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen videos. I'm like, I don't understand how anybody could hate or dislike anybody that you don't know them personally. Anybody that
you don't know the person.
It's a video to me personally.
You don't know the person. You was not there in the situation. You're going on a one-sided thing because you already agree with this person because they identify as straight.
Right.
You mean to sit up here and tell me that now all of a sudden you team this other person, bitch, when they talked about Trina and everybody else that you love to death now. Now, y'all was just hating this bitch last week.
Yes.
We're talking about
exactly.
Trina, Candy, Gabrielle, you. Y'all forgot all about that.
Exactly.
Y'all was just hating this bitch for this.
But listen, I said, for me, you had to be made of magic because I had never, everybody who knows it, I have never in life seen it for that bitch. But I started because of you. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm feeling it. And then the song that y'all made together, I ain't gonna front. I still bump that because I love that track and I love the song.
I was in the car the other day. I would never bump that shit on motherfucking because I'm never giving that bitch there another piece of promotion or nothing. But I wasn't bumping that shit like that. But I mean, it is what it is. And that song that we made, You Can't Fuck With Me, I went and deleted anything that had anything to do with that bra. I went and deleted that shit. I deleted that shit from iTunes. I deleted all that. People can still get it, you know, from however they get it, but I deleted that. I don't want to make a profit off of stuff that hoe. That's the way I said that, because I wasn't that way with it, you know, in the beginning, but it's just like, girl, I try my best to hold it together or whatever, but bitch, you're just going to continue to be nasty, hoe. I was a friend. I loved that person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It was that I went down, even when we first started, bitch, the magazines and shit was tearing me up. They were wearing
right.
me out.
I read all that.
Bitch, I endured all that.
Yeah.
Bitches was trying to shut my pages down because you were sitting on my shit. You were sitting on my shit doing this. So I went through all this. Girl, fuck that hoe. That's just the way.
And
if a person asks me where I'm at with it now, fuck that puss ass hoe.
Now, I said this.
Fuck that hoe.
When everything went down, I said this on Facebook. I said, this is what I see. And if I'm wrong, Madison, correct me. I said, I think in the whole grand scheme of things, it's not even the fact that she walked away. It's the fact that now that you're talking, you pretended to be her friend, and you done sat at this woman's house. She done sat at your house, ate your food, laughed, and kikied in your mama's face and your face and your friend's face and cheeky in her face.
Yeah.
But now
you're
saying you only pretended. And I think that's what hurts the most. Because
yeah,
I can't stand
it,
nobody
it
like
hurt
that.
You, especially it does hurt you, especially when you did have a genuine. I had a genuine.
Exactly.
I've been knowing that bitch for about 3 years, but I didn't know her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But it was a genuine for me. It was genuine. I respected the individual's artistry. I respected the work. And she. I mean, I still respect her as what it was. And I think that the bitch is a talented broad. But I'm never going to take anything away from her that's hers, but fuck her. Like, at the end of the day, you're on a whole campaign of you don't like, you don't have no reason to dislike me, hoe. None. I ain't do you no ill. I ain't stole nothing from you. Bitch, I ain't do no ill. I wasn't even out here in these streets dogging you out when you were going to the great beyond against me. I ain't do shit to you. And I had a motherfucking, I sat down and talked to you way before this shit even exploded and said, well, girl, I don't know what's going on with you, but well, we can drop this shit today and we can part as friends like we've never, like we can part as friends and leave this shit exactly where it is. I'll walk away from all of it. And then you come that Monday back and you start that bullshit all back over, Mandy, man or woman. Okay, hold on, I'm putting it on a T-shirt. Fuck
you. Baby, I love when you did that.
Fuck
I love
bitch.
I love that. I said, yes,
yeah,
that's a smart business woman. I love it.
I'm going to put it on a T-shirt. Keep on for that shit. Fuck you, bitch. And that's just the way I feel right now. Like, fuck that hoe. If I see that hoe on the sidewalk, I will ride right past the hoe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck her. You got with this other fat bitch over here on this day. And yes, I'm talking candid. I don't give a fuck. You got with this fat motherfucker Gary Coleman looking ass hoe and made this shit out to be bigger than it needed to be. Like, you got with, like, what was the purpose of all this? And all y'all hoes over there don't talk to each other no more. Did you know that?
Right. I didn't know that. I knew they weren't even cool because Gary Coleman used to dog her out. When you all were together, Gary Coleman dogged her out. And I said, well, when did y'all join forces? I'm going to say. And then y'all went and got the retarded boy. And I'm like, what the hell is really going on?
Right. And then after they left, he talked about them. They all talked about each other. Like I don't got time for that. Like, all y'all hoes.
Right.
I never walked into a phone with that bitch. I was genuine with the hoe. The hoe took my genuineness because she don't know how to be nothing else but what the fuck she is or whatever. And that's just what I learned my lesson. I done moved on.
You
and ain't no bitch gonna stop me. And ain't no bitch gonna stop me from turning on my camera in my house for my motherfucking live like I've been doing in my shit, streaming to my audience like I've been doing. If you quiet as it's kept, bitch, you came to take from me.
That's true. That's true.
Bitch.
That's because she didn't have a whole lot of followers until you. You,
so
I
right.
owe you a grant to the fact. She owes you a grant to the fact.
Listen, she got a whole new slew of people that's team her now, and bless their heart. And bless all their motherfucking heart, and may she, I don't wish nothing but the best for the whole, but fuck her. You can say fuck a bitch and still with, because that means you don't give a fuck. I don't care. Listen, the bitch can motherfucking,
right.
she, the bitch can blow a Dutch or blow up. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I didn't do shit to the bitch. I didn't do nothing to her. I did nothing. Nothing was done. Nothing was online, and you start a whole fucking war with me online. Like, girl, why are you trying to war with me online? Oh, because it made you, it increased the hate for me and let me clear this up. Not one time did I ever call that lady homophobic or transphobic. Not one.
No, you did not.
Not one time. Not one during that whole thing. And then I got these stupid ass followers of hers talking about, you call her. I bitch, not one time. There's no video footage. There's no post about me ever calling, not one time. Her own mouth has been her worst enemy. Her own mouth and her own actions have been her enemy against her. She, anything that has happened to her, she suffers from self-inflicted wounds. That's the lie. Because I was, when it all exploded, I was still nice, and I still ain't saying nothing bad about the broad. Nothing. I just said fuck the hoe.
The only thing you ever said that I said you ever said, whenever she would go too far left when it comes to the gays, you said, you can't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that, sister. You can't say that. But she would keep going. Right. And you can't control nobody's mouth. That's all you can do is just say, hey, girl, don't say that. No. Don't say that. But I was, and this was me, though. I was like, yeah, don't say that, because I didn't want anything to tarnish your brand, because like I said, I see where you are and where you're going. You know, I don't want that to, you know, fuck with you. You know, having this right here, you know, don't do that. I know y'all friends, but I was standing, like, sitting in front of my phone.
Yeah, I mean, and I got the backlash that I got from that. Like, I got so many people with the backlash because they know what she gives. They know what she brings. She brings a type of what she brings with her, you know. But I didn't see that for that. I just felt like, because the bar, I felt like that she's been hurt by the industry. She's been, these things have happened. But I felt like that. And then once I got involved, I'm like, oh, bitch, you do fuck shit. Okay.
Right. You hurt yourself.
Okay.
Right. You hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And then
you
get mad.
You fuck shit. Yeah, okay. This is why. Oh, this is why. Okay. And then you jump up and you become the victor. Okay, I get it. I get it now.
Right. Right. And then, well, speaking of where you're going, I enjoy the Star After Show. Now, is there any plans for Mr. Daniels to put you on the show, like maybe one of Kyle's good girlfriends or something?
Lee and I have talked about lots of things, and Lee and I've talked about lots of things. Lee has given me many opportunities. Like, Lee has put me in a door with Fox, and Fox has done good things for me. Like I'm fine with. You know, do I want to be on the show? Of course, I'd like to be on the show. But here's the thing with me: I'm a powerful force, baby, and
yes, you are.
I want to make my own situations for me, and I love Lee, and Lee gave me the chance to, because there was a couple of roles on that show that were actually mine, that I actually read for, and that I actually, you know, I'd kill, but, you know, it's still up to Fox at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, who gets what, who does what, so I mean, Lee's keeps the door of opportunity open for me. I do start after show, but y'all, I got my own stuff. Like, honey, I got my own thing that's gonna pop off for me. So I'm not even.
Right.
I'm not. Listen, anybody that had reservations on working with me for any reason, they will later on be knocking down my door trying to get me on, and it'll be my decision if I'm going to work with the situation or not. Because I've made many opportunities for myself, and with the help of God, I've made the opportunities for myself. And not only that, bitch, I need to be in control of the money that I made. You start getting involved with stuff, and then, you know, you lose control of how much money you can make and how much you can do. And, you know, a person might be painted out as a picture, as a star on the outside, and then they sitting over there like, well, girl, I can't do nothing but this, but bitch, this ain't really paying the bills that I needed to pay.
Right.
That happened.
A lot of politics here. A lot of people don't know they're going behind the scenes. They just see people on TV. Ooh, they got it. But you don't know exactly what
they
have.
Yeah, they don't know that those people sitting. You see the Braxtons going through what they're going through over there. They want more money. And it's like when you bound into shit, you might want to start a business over here. You might want to. But these people own your brand. They own your imagery. They own who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. And it limits you to the money you can make.
Right. And like you said, more money. But it's just not now. I just read with Tamar and Tony to stop the Braxton Family Values. You know, they didn't show up to the film, like, because they want more money.
You know. This is why you got to always, in your contracts, you got to always read the fine print. You got to always read the, it's imperative that you do that.
Right.
It's imperative.
You know, what, we started off, normally at the beginning of the show, I do something I call lifting minutes. And I wanted to talk to you about this first and then lead into you. Because you brought up the LGBT community and that. So now I see where the LGBT community, I ain't going to say the whole community, just a section, but they let Nicki Minaj have it about her cover for Harper's Bazaar. Now, I think, personally, she rocked that cover.
For her
she
cover
played.
For what? What is it?
For Harper's Bazaar, Russia.
Well, what did they,
the
they let her have it?
Oh,
I thought it was good.
It's great. No, the cover is great, and she looks beautiful because she's a beautiful chick. But the gay community got mad. Well, like I said, a certain sector got mad because in Russia, you know, it's illegal to be gay, and so they let her have it, and they like came against her. One of the dudes from Queer Eye show, he tweeted her and put her in the tweet like, "Well, how could you do this? You know, you say you love the LGBT community, but yet you go up here and do something for them." And I'm like, "Well, why are they letting her have? You singled her out, but you didn't say anything." Beyonce's done the same issue. Jennifer Lopez, a lot of other sisters have done this issue, or women have done this issue, and you didn't say anything. But you done singled her out because she has. I want to know where did this stigma come from that she hates gay people. And I'm like, she has more gay fans than a whole lot of artists.
Yeah, she don't hate gay people, believe it. And then
right.
Those
I know she don't.
That's not.
I know
you
she
know.
Don't. I'm saying that they keep trying to make her out to be this homophobic, which I hate that word, by the way, homophobic, because phobia just means phobia means fear.
I don't know. Fear.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. For me, that's Russia, bitch. That's Russia. Okay? Well, one, two,
right.
She's black. She's black. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
She's black.
Yes.
That's Russia. She better get on the fucking cover of that.
She got on and killed it. And I'm like, y'all bashing her because I'm like, I think nowadays
in
we
this
come
world,
to a time, yeah, we just want to just
damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right, but we just find shit that I think now the world becomes so sensitive, we just want to find shit to bitch about.
Find shit. It's just like I came out and I showed all kinds of receipts in that situation. And you know what? That bitch ain't pulled one receipt. She told lie after lie. Story changed 15 fucking times. And I'm still the biggest hero.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. On this show, we didn't let you were not let have it. On this show, when it was ever discussed on here, it was always Team Madison. Because we saw what it was. Now, my
if you didn't see what it was, baby, you wasn't looking. You were blind if you didn't see what it was, because there was no way that I was supposed to find out all what I found out a week later. Because a lot of this shit came from a place of, I'm like, oh, well, this how you must have been felt. This how you feel, daughter? Okay. I didn't know this. So you couldn't tell me none of this stuff in private? Oh, so you wanted to make this way? Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Okay, I'm learning.
What happened? Oh, wait a minute, bitch. I miss those videos and those stories. Those stories have me dying.
Wait a minute, bitch, and let me pick you up.
Yeah.
I filmed those in California, and even though I'm always out there in California, you know, I don't really be having time. I'm always working, bitch, you know? We couldn't always, you know, keep the time together and this or the other or whatever, I'm always doing something. And For two, I'm still with World of Wonder. I'm still working with World of Wonder. Y'all about to see very soon that I've never left World of Wonder. You know, okay. It's just that, you know, we've always been working on television projects. Like, that's stuff we've always been working on. And one thing about it, TV ain't that. When you see a TV show pop up, it ain't come up overnight, baby.
Right.
TV shows don't pop up overnight. When that shit hit the television, you know they've been working on that shit for a while. They've been trying to get that shit on TV for a while. And like, I've had a long relationship with World of Wonder, and initially that show, the driving show, it got picked up for TV. What happened was, the network changed its formatting to all crime. That's why there's no more Strut on Oxygen. That's why there's no more. If does Bad Girls Club still come on?
I haven't seen that in a minute. I don't think so.
Right. All those programming, we got picked up for Oxygen, you know? And all that programming changed. Like, I was the last role show. The show originally was me and Miss Mary's driving show.
Oh,
so we had shot footage. Yeah, we had shot footage. We had did these things, and we had already got it slated. So we just said, okay, well, let's go ahead on and do this real quick. Let's do this transition, whatever. You know, I wasn't even mad about it because I know how networks work. Like, I know how this shit works. I know a network will get a show, fucking pick a show up, pay for a show, whatever, and then pull the plug on the bitch right on the second episode. I know how this shit works. So. Nothing and none of that stuff is guaranteed. Just because you make it to TV don't mean that none of this shit is guaranteed. And they will pull the plug on some shit, and you will still be in motherfucking the contract on some shit. Because Universal is owned. I mean, Oxygen is owned by Universal. Universal is owned by NBC. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be so locked into stuff that you can't do nothing.
Wow.
This is why I always tell people, try to make these spaces for yourself out here. People think, oh, yeah, well, you know, they're going to get on this, and this is the end all be all. No, bitch, that's just the beginning. Girl, if you don't know about this entertainment business, that's just a slice of the vibe, bitch. That's just a slice, girl.
Right. See, like I said, people only see what they see on TV, and they think it's all glitz and glam.
They think that they see.
Right. And sometimes there's a lot of smoke and mirror.
Sometimes, child, it's lots of smoke and mirrors, honey. Lots.
Right. Speaking of you coming out here, I still ain't tried it, but you got me wanting it. I don't like Jack in the Box, but You got me on the
baby, let me tell you something. Them motherfucking egg rolls. Baby, those egg rolls are blessed by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Now, what kind of egg rolls are they? Vegetable or shrimp? Whatever.
I think they chicken. I think.
Okay, because I don't eat pork.
I think they chicken.
That's
much
okay.
Child, how you don't eat pork, but you like, but how you don't eat pork, but you have a man? Now, God damn it, you got to fix that.
But let me tell you something. Me nor my man eat pork. Neither one of us eat pork.
God damn it. Good shit. But you'll eat ass, though. I just don't understand. You'll eat ass, but you won't eat no damn pork then.
That's cleaner than a pig.
Shit. You believe that lie? I don't see the things that are going to the asses.
It depends on whose it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Depends all of right. It. Now, and then your new show that you have, and now you have guest co-host. I love the chemistry with you and New York. What,
me and David.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you talking about the Queen Supreme Court? Yeah.
Yeah,
Queen
Supreme.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad that you love
it. Last week I really loved you. You had Lonnie B on. I love him.
Yeah, that's my baby. I like
Lonnie
B. Yes, Lonnie
that
B.
Good.
That's my baby. Yes.
Yes. Yes. When I come to so now when you have it, do you? Because I know you have an audience. You open it up to anybody, or you have to be invited to come.
Well, I invite, you know, and they can bring a plus one, you know. But
okay.
I haven't made this announcement yet, but I'm going to announce it here. August the 6th, I'm going to open up. I'm going to be, it's not going to be every Monday. It's just going to be August the 6th. I'm going to do the live show in Atlanta.
Oh.
The tickets are going to be on sale on Eventbrite. I'm going to post about it. I'm going to talk about it on this Monday show, and I'm going to post about it like for the next 3 weeks, but it will be open for the kids to come out. The tickets are going to be regular price is $25 and VIP is going to be $40. You know, that's with the meet and greet and all that, you know. Yeah, but it's going to be at Club True on August 6th.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to come to that. If we weren't already going, but we're going on a getaway trip that next weekend. So I'm like, damn, I would love to come to that. Because I got to come to Atlanta. I haven't been to Atlanta in a while.
But yeah, but we're doing it this on the 6th, August the 6th.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna post about it. You know, and I'm not competing with anybody. I just know
right.
that I got fans of my show, and I know that mm-hmm. they want to come out and watch because I can't have everybody in the house. Because sometimes it'd be like 15 people here, you know, it'd be like lots of people here in the house, and
right.
that's
and
lots.
You can't have everybody
people.
In your house. Yeah.
Right. Right, and that's why I said I'm gonna do. I'm going to do it on the show, like I'm going to do it at the place. But, you know, soon, you know, who knows? Who knows? It might be filmed in front of a live studio audience. Who knows, you know? Who
right.
knows? Who
you never
knows?
Know what's going to happen.
I do.
You never know that.
I know, but who knows, you know?
Oh, my God, yes. This is, yeah. Like I said, you are one of my favorite people. I just had to have you on my show.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you, baby. Thank you for having me, child, honey. I'm about to go get me something to eat, and then I'm going to meet up with my next guest for tomorrow so we can put on a good show for tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be a really good show tomorrow. And, yeah, so it's going to be fun and kind of controversial and stuff like that. So we're going to, yeah. Yeah.
I love a good controversy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
can't
funny.
Can't wait to see that. Can't wait. Oh, you know, I want to ask you a favor. Can you say the line that made me fall in love with you, step your pussy up, your job, that? For the people. For the people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Be yourself, bitch. Step your pussy up, honey. Get a job. Own a business, bitch. Fuck a dick. Yes. Right.
That's what solidified me being a fan of yours. When I saw that.
That's right. Like, yeah.
But that's a true statement, though, yeah. Do what you got
that's
to do.
That's right.
Do it. Now, Ms. Madison, thank you so much. Now, are you going to record any more music? In the beginning of the show, even I play Is It On? And now we're going to end the show on That Girl. But are you having any plans on recording any more music?
Yeah, I'm going to record some more music. It's just that I gotta construct my time a little bit because I'm a busy motherfucking hoe.
You
so
are
I gotta,
always on the go.
I gotta condense my time down to say, all right, I'm gonna do this week, and I'm gonna do that, you know. But right now, I'm chasing the bag. Not chasing the bag, but I'm just putting seeds in the ground, you know. And I always feel like that you need to put the seeds in the ground. You know.
Yeah, and let it go. Looking at you, it seems like the bag is chasing you. Because you always doing something, and that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I talked to Gio, I said, I know she is extremely busy. Because I gave him like a few dates. I'm like, this day work. I know you be on the show. But then when is the next time you come in here? Because I want to, like, I would love to just.
Where you staying?
Dinner something. I said, LA.
Where you? I'll actually be in LA Tuesday through. I'll be in LA from Tuesday through Sunday. I'm filming a little short film out there on the weekend, but I got some meetings that I need to attend on Wednesday, so I'm coming in a day early. But I'll be out there from Tuesday through. Shit, thank you for that, because I got to fucking go to the damn store and pack and get me some little pieces of clothes and pack up, honey. You know?
But yeah, I'm out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a Los Angeles, California, baby.
Yeah.
You know, I love LA. I'm always in LA. I'm always in LA.
Right, I feel like when the next time you're going to be here, I would love
but
to
I'll be
go out and something, have a drink, something.
I'll be out there in Tuesday for 5 days.
Sunday. Okay.
Tuesday to Sunday. Oh, because I got to be home for that next Monday.
Right. For your show. Mm-hmm. When do you start filming? Because you did too, but I won't be free until Friday. So like I said, I wanted to take, I'll go to dinner with you, have a drink, something.
I'm gonna be free. Don't start me. I don't know, child. You just got to hit Gio.
I would definitely hit you up. I'll give you my number.
Okay, cool. Do that.
Yeah, I'll
and we'll chop it up, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
And we will chop it up. I'm about to go get me a plate, honey. Mama's just hungry. I'm hungry now, bitch. I gotta get me something to eat, bitch.
All right, T.S. Madison, thank you so much for being here. You are now officially a friend to the show. Anytime you want to come
That's
on
right.
and do whatever you want to do, just come on through. Just come on through. Let me know. Hey, come on through. I always make time for you.
All right, baby. No. Thank you so much. I love you here, and I'll probably see you in L.A., bitch.
I love you, too. Yes. Yeah. All right, baby. And then
right,
we're going to end the show on her. We're going to end the show because she is that girl.
That girl.
Excuse me. Wait, we got a diva coming through.
That girl with the class, that girl on the web, that's gonna make him gas. That got that girl. Oh, yeah. Almost 7 days a week, each and every day. I keep them talking about me. Burning up the hardest floor. I'm even made for TV.
Not Jerry Springer.
I make the kids so weak.
Catch your breath, honey.
All you haters, take a seat.
Take it down.
I thought I told you once before. You're not equivalent to me. You're not equivalent to me.
That girl with the face. That girl with the ass. That girl with the coin. That girl with the class. That girl on the web. That's gonna make them gas. That girl, that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl. Out of the way, get back, honey. We got a diva coming through.
Tuning in to another edition of Talking Shit, the one and only T.S. Madison. Yes, the one and only. That was, for me, that was a dream come true. And speaking of dreams, I just want to tell you all that if you put your mind to it, do what you want to do, go after it, whatever it is that you want, you can do it and achieve it. All right, I love you all for listening. Thank you all. Peace out.